This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion, beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo, print it every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 7th of November, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. This morning, I set out today to hold a small tribute for a man. A legend of a man. And I think it's apropos. I mean, of course it's apropos because the gentleman just passed away this week. His name is Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones Jr. In fact, Quincy Delight Jones Jr., who was born on March 14th, 1933, passed away this Sunday, November the 3rd, Sunday, November the 3rd, 2024. See, I think it's a little bit apropos because we're coming off the heels of the U.S. election. And we talked a bit about the relationship between the Bahamas and the United States of America. But today, you know, at least last night, as I reflected and I was going through his anthology of work, you know, I thought, who is a better representation of the United States of America than Quincy Jones, composed, arranged our lives, right, through music, television, and film. And so today, I'm going to do two things at the same time. We're going to talk about Quincy Jones and play some of his music. Then I saw this article on the top of the Guardian this morning. Government spent $10 million to fight bad press. So today we're going to play some Quincy Jones music, talk about his illustrious career. We're going to get into that article for a bit. And so let's get the show started with the reminder that you have one more day for this week's 180th Guardian logo giveaway. The weekly draw will take place tomorrow. The winner will be announced tomorrow live on air. That's our aim. And make sure you grab a copy of today's Guardian. If you can't get it today, grab it tomorrow morning. Find the logo hidden within the pages of the Nassau Guardian. Cut out the page, circle or mark, identify where the logo is. Put your name and contact information on the same page. Fold it up. Bring it to the Guardian, put it in the drop box. Another weekly giveaway will take place tomorrow. Another quick housekeeping note. The Dundas is hosting a number of fundraisers in an effort to bring the institution to where it needs to be. There's an improv practice tonight for people interested in participating in the open mic fundraising event. That practice starts at 7:30 p.m. tonight at the Dundas Black Box. That's 7:30 p.m. tonight at the Dundas Black Box. So we started the show with a song. I wonder if anybody knows where that song is from. I've always known the song my whole life. I just didn't know that Quincy Jones is the person who wrote it. Producer, play that song again for more. Thank you, producer. From the moment I played the Swartz, there's scores, hundreds of Bahamians who know exactly that where that song is from. That song is called The Street Beater, and it became the theme song for Sanford and Son. Producer, play another, the second song on the list. This is perhaps not necessarily my favorite Quincy Jones song, you know, but listen to it. Tell me if you remember where it's from. So like most people, I became an Austin Powers fan. It's right, it's a fun spy spoof of James Bond movie. But what tickled me the most was after hearing the song so many times and then realizing that not only is this a Quincy Jones composition, but he wrote this long time, right? And it was a perfect fit for the man known as Austin Powers. Quincy Jones's legacy is, like I said again, prolific. He was an American record producer, songwriter, composer, arranger, and film and television producer. Over the course of the 7-decade career, he received many accolades, including 28 Grammy Awards, a Primetime Emmy Award, and a Tony Award, as well as nominations for 7 Academy Awards and 4 Golden Globe Awards. Jones came to prominence in the 1950s as a jazz arranger and conductor before producing pop hit records for Leslie Gore in the early 1960s, like It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To, and serving as an arranger and conductor for several collaborations between Frank Sinatra and the jazz artist Count Basie. Jones produced 3 of the most successful albums by pop star Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, 79, Thriller, 82, Bad, 87. In 85, Jones produced and conducted the charity song We Are the World. He composed numerous film scores, including The Pawnbroker, 65, In the Heat of the Night, 67, In Cold Blood, 67, The Italian Job, 69, one of my favorites, The Wiz, 78, and The Color Purple, 1985. He won the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Music Composition for the miniseries Roots, 1977. He received a Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical as a producer for the revival of The Color Purple, 2016. Don't forget, composed the film score for The Color Purple as well in 85. Numerous honorary awards, including the Grammy Legend Award in 92, the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award in 95, the Kennedy Center Honors in 2001, the National Medal of the Arts in 2011, the Order des Arts et des Lettres in 2014, and the Academy Honorary Award in 2024. He was named one of the most influential jazz musicians of the 20th century by Time magazine. Producer, play the 5th song on the list for me, please. And then we're going to get to some texts and we're going to get to some news. Did y'all know that Quincy Jones composed and produced this song?
Compliment. Send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play.
Let me tell you something. You is a lucky woman. If you wake up and go into your kitchen and you meet your man, your significant other, your, singing this song to you. Because guess what? Every Bahamian man did know this song. And they knew the power of this song. I tell you, Quincy Jones, he composed the music of our lives. Like, almost every experience I have, I realize that there's like 2 degrees of separation between me and Quincy Jones. Producer, I want to play one more song before we get into the news, into the headlines. Play the song featuring Quincy Jones featuring Ludacris. So I want y'all to know, right? Like the vast majority of songs I have on this list are from Quincy's, what I guess we'd call his early career, right? And younger people today be like, well, who is Quincy Jones? And what does mean to me? When I was young and The Secret Garden came out, right? I was too young to be listening to The Secret Garden then. And so I want young people to know that Quincy Jones is making music for every generation. This is from a compilation album called Soul Bossa Nostra.
What's up, fellas? Ready for tonight?
Ready for tonight.
Let's go get it.
All right.
Yes, sir. See, what we're about to do right now is pay tribute to a living legend. So I brought Naturally 7 with me to do the beat. And I brought DCP's own Rudy Currents. And me, I go by the name of Ludacris, right? And it's a lot of people out there claiming that they bosses, but I'm here to let you know the true boss is back. Let's go!
It's the rebirth of true soul, Bossa Nostra. He's back. The true soul boss is over. Better respect to Rudy Currents. I hope you're taking notice. Because he's the dude coming back in moments. He's sitting all with the new feel. Focus to the two feel. Real soul, Bossa Nostra.
Quincy Jones was always on the cutting edge of music. He was always in the future, looking back at his colleagues, pulling them forward. We have legends like that in our own experience. I got on my Eddie Minnis t-shirt today. Ronnie Butler inspired a Bahamian Trey, right, to entrench himself in the Bahamian experience and produce Bahamian music of all genres for Bahamian people. Quincy Jones left these same nuggets, right? So that in the future, a Ludacris and a Naturally 7, one of the best R&B a cappella groups that ever existed, forward with his work and presented authentically in this current era. And so we're going to transition a bit. I'm going to read these two texts, and then we're going to get into the headlines. Here we go. First text, hey Aaron, my dear, these jokers can't be real. Chester spent $10 million to cover bad news, but our people are being thrown out of shelters and other hardships. $10 million, wow. Now the text goes on to say, blackmail money being paid out to who? This $10 million, and it might be more. Just saying, $10 million to cover foolishness. I changed the word there, but trust me, it's a euphemism. Foolishness is a euphemism for what they said. They weren't rude, but I'm not going to use that word. All right, another text here. Good morning. I have to ask, do you think that these politicians are psychopaths? How can Chester Cooper fix his mouth to say anything about people using crime reporting for political advantage? All of them do this. I am genuinely confused by these people. Texter, I understand. I'm confused too. But then let me share something with you that may bring more clarity to your assessment and observations, right? Our politician difficulty transitioning from politics mode to governance mode, right? And over the last two terms, I think what we've seen is leaders who have never transitioned from politics mode to governance mode, right? But then after speaking with Dr. Stephen Ariner about his new book, Towards a Democratic Franchise, assessing and examining the evolution of electoral rights in the Bahamas, I realized that we've never entered governance mode. That the politicians that we have before us have never left election mode, politics mode, right? And so when you say, how can he and others fix their mouths to say anything about people using crime reporting for political advantage? It's because they're still in a politic mind space, right? Frame of mind, to the governance frame of mind. They haven't acknowledged and adopted the rules of governance. They're still governing with the rules of politics. And that's why it appears, right, like they are bipolar. But we're going to read the article right now. I got another text here. It says, good morning, Aaron. Love it. James. Listen, these songs I can play by Quincy Jones today. I mean, these are the songs of our lives. This man is, he is America. You know what I'm saying? And so it's interesting to look at, again, like a not a dichotomy, but like you juxtapose what a lot of people are calling like Trump's America to Harris's America, right? But really, the America I know is Quincy Jones's America, right? So anyway, we're going to get into this story in today's Guardian. Government spent $10 million to fight bad press. The Davis administration spent nearly $10 million to counter the quote bad press, close quotes, the Bahamas received earlier this year. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism and Aviation Chester Cooper told Parliament yesterday. Cooper's revelation came as he admonished those behind the creation and circulation of a video on social media, which he said warned people about, quote, supposed dangers in the Bahamas this winter, close quotes. Quote, this video is a disturbing and misleading earlier coverage, and it's not being carried anywhere on any legitimate news stations locally or abroad. But I have received it more than 35 times, close quotes, Cooper said in the House of Assembly. Before we go any further, what I expect to read next is that a portion of the $10 million spent was used to pay the IT experts and investigators who tracked down the authors of said video so that we could prosecute them in whichever jurisdictions we are able to. That's what I expect to read in the rest of this article. So let's get reading. Quote, but it is evident that this was crafted for political purposes, not to inform, but to discredit our nation's reputation and to mislead prospective visitors. Close quotes. Let's stick a pin there. When you say it was political purposes, see, if you told me it was craft, okay, do you mean like at a global level, there are other countries and jurisdictions that wish to tarnish the Bahamas' tourism product to destabilize it politically or to gain some advantage in a foreign jurisdiction? That's the question I'm led to ask. Because if you had said it was crafted for economic purposes, not to inform, but to discredit our nation's reputation and to mislead prospective visitors, I would say, okay. Are some of our competitors in the region, CARICOM region or broader hemisphere attempting to advantage their tourism product by tarnishing ours. I see we got a call on the line, producer. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Aaron. Listen, it's going now to near 2 years since the restroom at Monarchy Ramp have been closed.
More than 2 years. I think it's been 2 years since they returned the equipment. Because remember, but broke into both bathrooms and stole the pump equipment, right?
Right.
But one of the bathrooms was restored a long time. So I think it's been 2 years since the western bathroom has been restored. But the eastern bathroom has not been restored yet.
The problem is they have a highly perishable seafood outlet as the fish stall, which is being operated there. And there should be a hygienic bathroom or restroom in order to facilitate the persons.
Without a doubt, how can they get their temporary vendor permits if they cannot prove that there is a hygiene station, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, and I mean the government is responsible for that. You know, there are three agencies. There's the Ministry of Work, responsible for repairing the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Ministry of Agriculture,
mm-hmm.
responsible for the marine life out there.
And for the, like, aren't they under ports and things, like ramps and ports go under them, right?
Yes. And the major concern is the Ministry of Health.
Yes.
Now, the health, obviously, they shouldn't have that place operating under mm-hmm. that condition. Because are they waiting for a major, either poison or something out there before they actually act?
But let me tell you something. The economic impact would be so devastating and detrimental if Montague Ramp had to shut down. But here's the next thing. Here's a good question I'm asking. Is this political? Because, see, I live in Montague my whole life.
Yes.
People tell me they don't care what my political opinion is because I live in Redtown, right?
Right.
And so my question is this political? Are you trying to destabilize the representative for that area by refusing to follow through on your governmental obligations?
Well, I hope that there are some other persons who obviously want to see that facility shut down.
Right. Listen, I also question when the question of whether what they call it the seaplanes.
Yes.
When there was a question of whether they would be permitted to use Montague Harbor as like a landing station, right? I asked myself, has the repair of the bathroom or the opening of the bathroom been stalled, right?
Yeah.
To create an environment in which it would be easier for the seaplanes to
land.
To be authorized to land in the harbor,
right.
Or B, to deter charter operators from using the pier on the ramp side of the beach to embark and disembark passengers.
Yeah, that could be one, because I noticed that there used to be a charter company used to bring guests there, now they're not there anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. But the economic impact of closing Montague Ramp for business because you refuse to repair the bathroom would be so devastating to the lives of the people that depend on the business that moves through there for their livelihood.
Yes, but also, you know, that's actually a public beach as well.
Yes, and there should be bathroom access.
Yes.
Here's the next question, right? Since we're here right now in this moment, when I attempted to get a temporary vendor's permit to operate a small business on Montague Beach and ramp area, right?
Right.
First of all, I was told for the ramp, I really should ramp association first, right? To determine what their internal policies are. But when I went to the relevant government agencies about the beach, I was told that there could be no permanent structures on the beach. That if you set up at the end of the day, you must remove everything you brought with you, and there should be no evidence of your presence once you've left.
Right.
What I've seen over the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years is that there is at least one permanent structure set up on the beach.
Yes, there are.
Where there shouldn't be any.
No.
And what I noticed is that the beach, the bathroom that is functioning, is the bathroom that facilitates the traffic on the side of the beach where the business that is set up permanently is.
Yes.
This is also problematic.
Yes, it is.
Because if they're, see, the bathrooms are supposed to be open because it's a public bathroom.
Right.
But one bathroom is not closed. And then on top of it, the bathroom that is open is the bathroom that facilitates the person who, by policy, shouldn't be there?
Exactly. And see, like I said, for these government officials, that should be a major concern. You know, you're selling seafood, perishable, which is supposed to be an hygienic place. You know?
Do you know how many restaurants come out there and source their fresh seafood for their daily offerings?
Yes.
Do you know how many tourists come out there with taxi drivers for conch salad and how many short-term rental visitors come to purchase their own seafood to prep in their accommodations?
And they also come to the beach.
Yes.
Jesus. If this was a first world country, either the bathroom would be fixed or the facility shut down. So now they have to decide whether they're trying to run the vendors from out there by keeping the bathroom closed.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to operate it in a safe environment that behemoths don't become sick and they don't be reactive. If an outbreak of cure with some health or some hygienic condition.
Absolutely.
So they got to get it right.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Absolutely. And this is another instance of needing to ask the question, have these guys been able to transition from politics mode to governance mode? Because your approach is entirely
different. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
Not too good, not too bad.
All right.
I call you because I know you as an advocate for a lot of things, especially children.
Yes, sir.
I have seen a video.
Okay, you talking about the video with a group of young men? I heard people talking about this video yesterday, and I asked, here's the question I asked, I didn't want to ask the people to send me the video, right?
Uh-huh.
So I asked, is this regular Lord of the Flies violence, or does it contain SV or sexual violence? And I was told that the video contains sexual violence. I imagine it is young boys using sexual violence as a tool or weapon to moderate another young boy?
Right.
Yeah.
But my thing is...
Yes, sir.
We have a news organization out here.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't explored that at all. And I try to figure out why are we selective to certain things and we don't... And that should really be something that some reporter or somebody should get to the bottom of it and find out who is these kids who bother with this little young fella.
Mm-hmm.
And do what we have to do. And if there's no outcry in the Bahamas about it, like, it's...
Okay.
We move on to election.
And here I am talking... Yes, sir. Hold on. And here I am talking about Quincy Jones, right? Let me tell you what happened to me. I was on Facebook yesterday. I saw a conversation, right?
Uh-huh.
I clued into the conversation. Again, I didn't want to ask them to send me the video because what we really need is a mechanism to send these videos to the risk of being charged with spreading pornography or sexual violence, right?
Uh-huh.
I asked if it included sexual violence. At some point last night, sir, I lost access to my WhatsApp.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't able to share and do investigation like I would try to do. So for me as a radio host, right, there are lots of things that I come across that I want to discuss, but I need more information before I can come to the public airwaves and discuss some of the things I see on social media. So like you, I rely on the media, on a reputable media company or a reputable source of information to bring it to the public domain so then that I can engage it on the public airwaves. So I agree with you. We need the media to bring these incidents to the public domain so that the stakeholders could be aware of them and those who are supposed to be talking about them can talk about them and do the necessary work.
Right. Okay. I understand. But you, like I say, I just was sort of surprised we got all these media houses in the Bahamas and, you know, we did.
Well,
no?
The question of, okay, I got a couple callers on the line. I want to say thank you, and I can respond as I go to the next caller.
I wish I had your number. I would have sent you something else.
Like I tell you just now, for some reason, my WhatsApp went down yesterday, and I'm still in communication with the company WhatsApp Meta to figure out what happened. But we can figure it out.
All right.
You can call back next week, and you could leave your number with the producer now, and I'll connect with you.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great.
Awesome. Other caller, sorry I miss you. I was coming to you right now. Here's the next thing. Let's go to the next caller. We need people who come across these items to share them to the police. And share them to the media. Because we presume, because I've seen it, then the media must have seen it. Let me tell you all something. My inbox be dry. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Dialed has not been rec...
Oh, I'm sorry, caller. We missed you. The number's to call. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. 242-300-5720. Producer, I can go to the next call. Good morning, caller.
How you doing this morning?
Good, thank you. How you do?
All right. The incident that the gentleman was talking about just now, I think, if I'm not sure, Eyewitness News reported that, you know.
Last night?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, they also said a reporter on there too said that they know who the individuals are, right? But and also I think Eyewitness News had interviewed Ms. Martin, Renesana Martin, on that also.
All right, so the authorities are on top of it. I want you to know, when my WhatsApp went down last night, I almost died. I still try to pull myself back together.
Yes, ma'am, because like the previous call, I was wondering why it hadn't made the news, because I think that was like a couple of days ago that had made its rounds, you know what I mean?
On social media.
Yes, ma'am. So I was expecting to hear about it from Monday. I think from the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I think I saw a clip of it from the weekend. And it was quite disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to do. So let me make this point right now. My WhatsApp is down. If anybody sends you a WhatsApp message purporting to be from Erin Green, it ain't me. If they ask you for money, it ain't me, because I can't pay you back, so I ain't going to ask you. Right?
Trust me, ma'am. This digital era that we're moving into, this ain't with problems,
man. Yeah, absolutely. But we got to deal with it. I want to say thank you very much, and thank you for bringing those details to our attention.
All right, you have a good day, Mom.
You too. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Thank you, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yes, how you doing, Erin?
I'm good, thank you.
Question I answered part of the question, because I say you did make part. You asked a question concerning whether it was part of like governance or something of that sort before you went to the call.
Mm-hmm.
And I just simply say that the Progressive Party hasn't been governing. They keep referring to their blueprint for change, but if you go to it, you'll see that they don't know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I just don't know how to refer to it. But I want you to consider this on the what the Minister of Tourism said concerning the $10 million spend. Consider that the video that he's referring to is less than maybe 10 days old. You know, it includes a clip that shows the Prime Minister singing karaoke at his most recent trip.
In Samoa, I saw the clip.
Right. So that could not have been for the $10 million spend going all the way to. But I would put to you, I want you to consider this, though. Watch the clip again, and it doesn't say the Davis Cooper administration, which is the signature of the two opposition parties. However, there is a battle for leadership going on within the Progressive Liberal Party, and Mr. Cooper happens to be one of those targets. And in fact, they're in the battle for leadership of the PLP before Mr. Davis even leaves the scene, because it anticipated that he'll be sent packing in less than 2 years. And so there even has been libel filed with the police against members of the PLP war room by senior members of the PLP. And that tells you what is happening within there. So I would say that message. So, and I just want you to look at the other individuals' videos that they prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the clearness, the production of this one, including the HD quality, the cuts and everything else, and their normal spokesperson was not there. So I think this was part of that internal fight
mm-hmm.
for power within the PLP that came out to weaken and attack the leadership of the PLP. It indirectly muddies the water for that top position that they're fighting for.
Absolutely.
So, when I listened to it again just now of him speaking in Parliament,
mm-hmm.
I said to myself, he's sending a message not to the FNM, but to members who sit around him. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Why, thank you, C. Allen. We're going to go back to the article. Before we go there, the thoughts that ran through my mind. If only they would fight for the country the way they fight to lead the country. See, because when you fighting to lead the country, in the boat that you are on, you're supposed to wreck other people's boats, not the boat that you are on. Okay, the phone line is lit up. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Green.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
from you was talking about governance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when it relates to governance, right? For the last almost 7 years from right now, we haven't seen political parties came in and was looking for ways to make it better than the party
before them.
They won the government from,
mm-hmm.
right? And ever since this old day government came into power, right?
Mm-hmm.
It appears that the media went silent on a lot of things that possibly could damage the image of the government, right? Because governance is governance, and it ain't just one part, right? It's all aspect of the country,
mm-hmm.
right? So is being compromised by this administration, because you know we and I agree with you 1,000%. For almost three and a half years, right, we haven't seen no governance from this government. All we seen was things what we plan to do, plans what we hoping we can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the Bayman people have to wake up and understand that hey, we have to protect the Bahamas, and we need not to continue trying to protect parties, right? Because
mm-hmm.
they done proved to us in 51 years that the interest in governing this country is nothing what they are interested in. They are only interested in taking power so that they could continue with the same status quo. Have a nice day, Ms. Grant.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. I'm going to go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
My sister, everything is great. I don't think there's anything that can be added after C. Allen and the previous caller just now.
Yes.
He said more than two mouthfuls.
Mm-hmm.
My only thing I like is this. You know, this, what we see here, is an old game that has been played upon the Bahamian people for quite some time. And some people get it, some people pretend like they don't get it, and then you have some who just don't get it. I call it the bait and switch routine. Bait and switch simply means that on the inside all of these political parties, you have factions who aim for the leader or the leadership of the party. And so what they do is they create these narratives to make a deflection as if it's coming from persons outside of the party when it's actually happening inside the party, but they throw little inferences as if it's coming from opposition forces.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be very cognizant of the games that these pundits play. Now, I understood C. Allen said a few mornings ago that one of the biggest pundits allies inside the current who represent the current administration to appoint that a minister that he is favored by, because this is the word out there that he would do anything that she asks him to do. And he was arrested recently, but it didn't make the island want to find out what actually went down and why, if this is the case that he was arrested, because it's going to be a very, very interesting tale to tell. But we have to stop them from playing these games upon the Bahamian people and finally get to the art of governance. That is something we have not received yet in the past 3 years since this administration. The Bahamian people have not benefited one iota on the ground. The average Bahamian has not felt any positive effect, per se, in terms of prosperity. All we're doing is paying a bunch of taxes. We're seeing the degradation of our roadways and all of these things that should have been upkeep. And the conversations of deflection and smoke and mirrors just continues. We have to call them to account. We have to call them to justice. We have to call them to do what's right for the Bahamian people. And once that is done, then I guess we can begin to breathe a little bit in this country. Right now, the air is putrid, and we gotta just clean the air and get these people to work. That's all that is required. But thanks for taking my call this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Let's go to the next caller and then producer. I gotta play a song. Oh, we gotta go to a break. Let's take this next caller. We're gonna play a song and go to the break. Good morning, caller. Oh, the caller is gone. Producer, let's go to a break. To go to the break, I want you to play the song from The Wiz. See, I don't know which of Quincy Jones's contributions is more influential in the lives, not just African, just people of African descent in the Western Hemisphere, but in the entire world. Was it Roots? Was it The Color Purple? Or was it The Wiz? Play that song for me and start at 1:20. It ain't on here. He's on down the road. The one at the bottom of the list. That is, like, for me, it's going to be The Wiz. But I'll tell you why. It's because the moment that I saw a black rendition of that story.
Sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
It turns out that there's more than one special gift to give that special someone this Christmas. Consumers are searching for the perfect presents and the right prices. So what better way than to place your products or services in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide? This year's Christmas shoppers will be sure to find that special something for everyone on their list. For an all-inclusive price, you can have your ads published twice in December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide, in addition to 10, 15, and 30-second commercials, and not to mention a web ad on the Nassau Guardian's website. Advertising deadline is November 29th, remember. For more information, contact your sales agents or call the Nassau Guardian Advertising Department at 302-2300. That's 302-2300, and ask about our Holiday Gift Guide Media Bundle. You won't want to miss this opportunity. Ring in those holiday profits by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Holiday Gift Guide.
No matter who I marry, no matter where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I marry a man who's not Bahamian, I have to give birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation. And it needs to develop an action plan and timeline to hold another with gender inequality in the Constitution.
That way you can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
Get ready to indulge in the freshest seafood in town. The Seafood Bistro is now open at East Street South Super Value Plaza. From juicy lobster tails to crispy conch and delicious snapper, our menu has something for everyone. Don't miss out on our irresistible flavors that will leave you craving more.
Yeah, this tastes good, eh?
Visit us today at East Street South Super Value Plaza. And let us take your taste buds on an unforgettable journey.
For more information, call 1-242-802-8800.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your mind.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Bahamas Nationality Act 1973 for Bahamian women and men to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
And I feel like I'm clinging to a...
Good morning and welcome back. Did you know Quincy Jones had an orchestra? An orchestra. That was Misty, Sarah Vaughan featuring Quincy Jones and his orchestra. Okay, text, good morning, Lady Green. I can think of other important things we could have spent the $10 million on. Here's another text. They need to explain how they spent the $10 million to cover bad press. Producer, let's go to the phone line quickly. Caller, you got 30 seconds, and I got to read a little bit more of this article before we go. Oh, I'm sorry we lost you, caller. Here we go. We're back to the article titled, Government Spent $10 Million to Fight Bad Press. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Did you know he's Quincy Jones started at 16 with the producing song? He just fractured out your song, Fly Me to the Moon.
From before then, he was playing trumpet.
See, so, I mean, with orchestra. And I like the song between him and Tevin Campbell, Tomorrow, A Better You and A Better Me.
Yeah.
And he was the one, he was him and Sidney Poitier was close. Sidney Poitier took him, Billy Dee Williams, Harry Poitier to Kangaroo Island, and they stayed on the beach. Him and Sidney Poitier was very close.
Man, you know how long I spent last night trying to do research to find out if there are any documented experiences of him in the Bahamas or performing with Bahamians?
Yeah, he went to Cat Island on the beach. And this thing now, I don't know how old she was, but he dated Ivanka Trump. And Google, what did he say about Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando? Google it, because that's very personal.
Okay.
What did he say about...
I will do. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely, I will do. See, It was watching The Wiz, right? And like watching a copy of Porgy and Bess at my and Ori's house. Like those were the moments. Those were moments in my personal development of forming identity. That's how I get so biggity. To watch a black production of The Wizard of Oz. And it was so good. And the music was so good. Come on. Okay, let's get to this article. Again, the second headline on page 5, it says Bahamians must protect tourism industry. Quote, what kind of Bahamian, for political or whatever reasons, is willing to hurt their own economy and the livelihood of their families for cheap political points? We spend considerable resources, almost $10 million in fact, managing the impact of the bad press that we experienced earlier this year. And we are at the start of what promises to be a record-breaking winter season, indeed previous years, close quotes. Dear sir, when you say what kind of Bahamian for political or whatever reasons is willing to hurt their own economy and the livelihood of their families for cheap political points, do you remember when PLPs put up billboards denoting the murder count? When you ask what kind of Bahamians, turn to your neighbor within your party. First, Cooper did not elaborate on what he meant, but in January, the Bahamas received significant international media attention after the United States Embassy in Nassau advised Americans about a spate of murders that had occurred in New Providence at the beginning of 2024. So, like the texter asked, will we ever find out exactly how the money was spent? Who was it spent with? What methods or strategies did you use to mitigate the impact? And again, this video, which we need a detailed report on the video, because if it is true what C. Allen Johnson said, that the video was only produced roughly 10 days ago, because if that clip that he references in it, I saw the clip. I presume the clip was a part of the trip to Samoa for the Commonwealth heads of government. Right? So you may tell us, what did you spend the money on? How did you spend it? And since you are leading the listener to infer that the culprit may be a local entity, have you done the investigation? See, because as a victim of stalking via technology, like via telephone, it would be interesting to see somebody, anybody, follow through on this process of investigation. Last text, New Providence must have local government. The political branches and associations don't want it, and the power of the MP will be... Politicians continually tell us they cannot manage the system in that they have volunteered to manage, and thus they must diminish the system itself so they could be successful at their jobs. Maybe we need to start creating our own systems, entities, and institutions. Don't worry, Texter, the DPM wants censorship. That's good. Did you know that there is no office of the DPM in the Constitution? We could begin by censoring right there. Anyway, I wanted to talk about Quincy Jones and his great legacy today. We did some of that. But of course, as always, we got to talk about us. Producer, close the show. I tell the producer he gets to pick. I gave him a choice of four. That's how choices is go. Don't think the sky's the limit. Out of Michael Jackson's work with Quincy Jones. You guys, thanks for tuning in to On the Clock. I'm sorry I missed you last caller. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
You know, I was wondering, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
Guardian Radio 96. National Bahamas.